Is it too late to put the shackles back on? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The presidential campaign has now degenerated into a grope-off. I had a feeling there would be more trouble, especially when Anderson Cooper finally pushed Donald Trump into a clear denial last Sunday.
I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me, and I will tell you, no, I have not.
But now women are coming forward, saying Trump popped into their dressing rooms or grabbed them, or in one case, had his hands all over her like an octopus as they both flew in first class. So I guess now it's Hillary Clinton's turn to invite some women to sit in the front row at the next debate. She could give them octopus t-shirts. And again, Donald Trump is saying none of it happened. But so did Bill Clinton when reporters confronted him about Jennifer Flowers and Paula Jones and, of course, Monica Lewinsky. And it was Trump who opened this can of worms. And that's the problem when you open a can of worms. You can't always control where the worms crawl. But maybe we could call a truce. Evangelist Jerry Falwell Jr. basically said he's willing to take character and personal integrity off the table for the sake of electing Donald Trump.
I don't know who assaulted more women, John F. Kennedy or Bill Clinton, but I can tell you, I would vote for John F. Kennedy again if he were on the ballot today because of his conservative leadership.
Imagine that, going back to judging politicians not on their personal lives, but on what they can accomplish.
We're not electing a pastor, we're electing a president.
Amen. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.